speaking this morning from the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 20, text number 15. Please repeat after me. Evam,
evam,
vijak. Ooh, this is something. Vijayanu matanu vritta.
Vijayanu matanu vritta.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Pradhano.
Pradhano.
Anyatamo.
Anyatamo.
Vidasyaham.
Vidasyaham.
Rasvena.
Rasvena.
Contents. This is Lord Vishnu appearing in the sacrificial arena of King Prito to give the king good instructions on spiritual rulership. My dear King Prito, yes, you are very much in contact with Lord Vishnu. So Vishnu, continue. My dear King Prito, if you continue to protect the citizens according to the instructions of the learned Brahmana authorities, as they are received by the disciplic succession, by hearing from master to disciple, and if you follow the religious principles laid down by them without attachment to ideas manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of your citizens will be happy and will love you, and very soon you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as the four Kumaras. And Lord Vishnu advised King Prito that everyone should follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Then, in whatever capacity one remains within this material world, his salvation is guaranteed after death. In this age, however, since the system of Varnashram Dharma is topsy-turvy, it is very difficult to strictly follow all the principles. The only method for becoming perfect in life is to develop Krishna consciousness. As Varnashram Dharma is executed from different positions by different men, so the Krishna consciousness principles can be followed by everyone in every part of the world. There is a specific purpose in mentioning herein that one should follow the Dvijagyas, the most prominent Brahmanas like Parashara and Manu. These great sages have already given us instructions on how to live according to the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami have given us rules and regulations for becoming pure devotees of the Lord. It is essential, therefore, to follow the instructions of the Acharyas in the parampara system will receive the knowledge as passed down from spiritual master to disciple. In this way, although living in our material condition of life, we can get out of the entanglement of material contamination without leaving our positions. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, therefore, that one does not have to change his position. One simply has to hear from the perfect source. This is called parampara. And follow the principles for practical application in life. Thus, one can attain the highest perfection of life, liberation, and go back home, back to Godhead. In other words, the change required is a change in consciousness, not in the body. Unfortunately, in this fallen age, people are concerned with the body, not with the soul. They have invented so many isms pertaining to the body only, not to the soul. In the modern age of democracy, there are so many government representatives voting for legislation. Every day they bring out a new law. Just to help you to appreciate what comes now, Srila Prabhupada really talks about three things in his but one is that how to apply Vanashandama Prabhupada, that is, he says it's so topsy-turvy, we must turn to the principles which are found in Krishna consciousness, and then we will be able to do it. Now, the second point, which we have just, Prabhupada has just finished, is he talks about following parampara. The third is a point which you will hear now, he talks about mental concoction, those, what is the result of those who just follow their own speculations and do not really surrender to the autocratic system of the transfer of knowledge which happens in the parampara. And Prabhupada talks about these politicians with their very fertile creation of so many laws. Every day they bring out a new law. But because these laws are only mental concoctions manufactured by inexperienced conditioned souls, they cannot really give relief to human society. Formerly, although the kings were autocrats, they strictly followed the principles laid down by the great sages and saintly persons. There are no mistakes in ruling over the country, and everything went perfectly. The citizens were completely pious. The king levied taxes legitimately, and therefore the situation was very happy. At the present moment, the so-called executive pairs are more or less selected from materially ambitious persons who simply look after their own personal interests. They have no knowledge of the Shastras. In other words, the executive heads are fools and also rascals in the strict sense of the terms, and the people in general are Shudras. This combination of fools and rascals and Shudras cannot bring about peace and prosperity in this world. Therefore we find periodic upheavals in society in the forms of battles, communal riots, and fratricidal wars. Under these circumstances, not only are the leaders unable to lead the people toward liberation, but they cannot even give them peace of mind. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated that anyone who lives on concocted ideas without reference to the Shastras never becomes successful and does not attain happiness or liberation after death. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Deve of the learned Brahmana authorities as they are received by the disciplic succession by hearing from Master the disciple, and if you follow the religious principles laid down by them without attachment to ideas manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of your citizens will be happy and will love you. Very soon you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as the four Kumaras, Sanatana, 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 Sanat Kumar. Here Lord Vishnu gives gives Prithu Maharaj the instruction to adhere strictly to the knowledge which is handed down by the parampara systems. And he says, when you follow as it is and do not manufacture by mental concoction, the result will be two things. Everyone will be happy, and you will actually be able to have the darshan of the four Kumaras who will come before you and grace you. We hear that this blessing was actually fulfilled or coming true. A little later we will understand and we will actually witness how the four Kumaras come from a different dimension of the universe before Prithu Maharaj is totally in bliss and offers them a seat where they all take place, all these beautiful Kumaras, and he washes their feet, and then they start to give the nectarian instructions which are wonderful. The blessing was not just some empty words, but it really became true. It was a vision of true. I would like to draw in this lecture your attention a little bit on the parampara in an unusual way. I will do this then I would like to make a second point, how to follow the instructions of our spiritual master without mental concoction. There is a very interesting principle in following parampara. The principle is that if you do follow the authorized direction of the line of disciplic succession, something quite unusual happens. That is the experience which has been made throughout the hundreds and thousands of years of a certain spiritual tradition can be repeated and experienced by you. If you follow the authorized description of parampara, you can really extract a spiritual experience and which has always been around in this universe and make it in the present day. Let me give you a little example. As foolish as it may sound, it carries the idea. You know there are these fire lighters, has a stone inside and it creates a spark and then ignites some flame, yes? So if you take this lighter and you make the same movements as are ordered, you can also experience how all of a sudden fire comes, which previously was not within your experience, which was not in your grasp. So by following a certain formula, you can repeat an experience. If you would use the lighter in a different way, for instance, rub the bottom part on a piece of wool, you would not create a spark and not repeat the experience. You have to follow the instructions as they are, get the experience. I think it's a simple point which we know already. I want to now give you an illustration how this simple point was used by Srila Prabhupada in a very important encounter in the early days of our movement. The devotees of Hare Krishna. Please get us a second pattern. You will learn from this little event, which was extremely important for Srila Prabhupada and for the movement, something of Prabhupada's, it's called hermeneutics. Hermeneutics are certain principles of textual interpretation. Any parampara receives the Vedic teachings and then purports the Vedic teachings. It gives certain elaborations of the teachings and in this way make the teaching available and accessible to their followers so that they can apply the teachings. Paramparas have slightly different perspectives and vary, and but anyone who has become initiated by a parampara and adopts those principles which the and interpretations of the texts which the parampara gives, of those perspectives of the texts, I should rather say, he will advance very swiftly. So, Prabhupada needed at one stage of our movement to rise to a challenge and prove the authenticity of the Krishna consciousness movement by pointing out its connection to the parampara. And the event was like this. There was one devotee who wanted to give classes in the Berkeley University on Krishna consciousness. The head of the Indological department, Professor Fritz Stahl, heard about this desire of the devotees, and he informed the university that they should not accept the request of the devotees to give classes. And the reason he said the devotees should be forbidden from giving classes in the university campus was this. He said that the Hare Krishna movement is really too busy with chanting to develop a substantial philosophy. Therefore, the classes are not really worthwhile to attend, and we do not wish them to teach at the university. There will not be much substance to their teaching. They are only singing. This somehow became known to the newspapers, and the newspapers picked this up, and the newspaper article was presented to Prabhupada. Fritz Stahl says the Hare Krishna movement is too busy with chanting to develop a substantial philosophy and teach. This was a challenge to Prabhupada, and he rose to the occasion. He wrote Professor Fritz Stahl a letter saying that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the sum and substance of all the Vedic scriptures, and therefore those who chant follow the Siddhanta of the Vedas and are perfectly aligned with Vedic teachings and therefore authorized to teach. Now, Fritz Stahl's authority as a knower of the Vedic scriptures was also challenged, and he responded back, like it is done since many thousands of years between scholars. He said, "Where in the Vedic scriptures it is said that we must always chant the names of Krishna, can you please give a reference?" And Prabhupada wrote back, "Yes, the reference is there in the Bhagavad Gita, which, as we know, is accepted, you know, it is universally acceptable." There Krishna says, something, kirtayantoman, sadatam, sadatam, always, yes, sadatam kirtayantoman, the great souls are sadatam, always doing kirtan of me. And Fritz, so we are following the Vedas, here it is said, always do kirtan. So Fritz Stahl was getting into his shastrata mood. Shastrata means to fight on the platform of shastra. And he said, "I'm sorry, you interpret the word kirtan, kirtayanto, kirtan, to mean to chant and sing Hare Krishna." It can mean many things. And he gave a list of Sanskrit words. What kirtan can mean? For instance, it can mean to talk, praise. Praise means already chanting. He said some other things. To interpret, it can mean to do kirtan, can mean to interpret. and he gave many explanations. And it does not also mention that kirtayantumam means the Hare Krishna mantra. It can mean to speak generally about spiritual subjects. So, Prabhupada. Now it was Prabhupada's turn. Prabhupada said, you have not properly understood that Krishna is there saying, do kirtan of me. What else than using this holy name? Huh? And then he said, in addition, there are many, many, many other quotes. And he started to quote many other quotes. But Professor Shal was saying, I'm sorry, just like you can, you offer many quotes, I can offer many quotes to the opposite. I can say, praise Shiva. And he quoted some verse. Yeah. I can say, and he said, this is not a convincing argument. Then Prabhupada got to the point. Now you have not followed the discussion up to this moment due to sleepiness or disinterest. Now you must listen. We will wait until the truck has successfully done this work. It doesn't take too long. No, I will speak very loud. It might take long. Prabhupada now said, okay, Professor Shah, you disagree, but what is your authority? I am following the authority of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world, and who's prophesied in the very scripture. It was a very heavy argument. It was the most momentous movement in our movement that Prabhupada really established the authority of the Krishna conscious movement in a traditional way, that is by a shastra, by discussing. I am following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who encouraged everyone. In the Vedas, and who? Now it was up to the Professor Stahl to supply his authority. Huh? What is your authority, Prabhupada? And with this question, Prabhupada got down to the real tradition of the Vedic scriptures. You can only understand the Vedas if you are in one of the paramparas, which makes the Vedic scriptures accessible to you. And why this is so, I will discuss in a moment. And Prabhupada further said, see, when there is a discussion in the law, in the court, there are two lawyers who may disagree with each other. But as soon as they present their authority that this case was resolved 30 years ago in the court, General Court of India or Supreme Court of India, then the argument gains weight and so on. So we are like two lawyers. I have presented now my authority. What is your authority? The good professor may not have seen the point, and also he could not answer this. But for Prabhupada, the battle was won. The next letter comes after 3 months. He doesn't really care to continue the discussion because Professor Stahl, in Prabhupada's eyes, was solidly defeated, and in the eyes of the tradition. Professor Stahl continued to argue, but Prabhupada didn't take it serious because he had won the battle, and the next letter was a very friendly, uncommitted letter. Please read our nice back to Godhead. then please come and visit our temple. But no further arguments, because Professor Stahl had not been able to provide an authority. His arguments were meaningless. So this is tradition. You need to learn in a parampara in order to get the weight of spiritual realization to your life. And why this is so, I would like to illustrate with a little example from our tradition. You need to hear from a guru who is an authorized line of disciplic succession, and you need to listen to him very carefully and follow. If you just would pick it up from the scripture, your knowledge, it would not be sufficient. Now you might say, wait a minute, a guru is only talking from the scriptures. Why do I need to accept a guru? I can just read from the scripture. This is sufficient. What does the guru give what is not there in the scripture? You might say like this. So that I need to follow him in the line of disciplic succession. And I will give you, what he gives is the certain realization of the spiritual experience which is handed down in parampara. Parampara doesn't only hand down texts, it hands down mercy. It hands down spiritual empowerment. It conducts a certain spiritual experience. You need to stay with the conductor. Let me give you an example which is very nice and easy to follow. In India, there is a certain banyan tree which will only multiply when the seed is swallowed by a certain type of sparrow. Then this seed passes through the digestive tract of the sparrow. Without being digested, it passes, it gets a certain coating. And then when the sparrow follows nature's call and the seed comes out again, this seed is properly prepared to germinate. It goes into the earth and then a banyan tree grows. If the seed directly falls down from the banyan tree, hits the ground, and so on, it will not be able to build up a banyan tree. It's a certain biological banyan tree and it is necessary. So also, spiritual knowledge needs to pass through a guru, Hare Krishna. And when he talks, when he gives this spiritual knowledge unto you, he will, in addition to the unadulterated knowledge, pass down experience, pass down kripa, mercy shakti. We need here, therefore, we must, the guru, we must please him to invoke the mercy shakti, the kripa shakti, which flows from Lord Krishna through the guru to us. It's very important. It's very, very important to please, so that please Srila Prabhupada, to please our link to Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, so that the mercy can easily come down to us. Yes. So you need, let me summarize, you need to do two things. You need to be connected with the parampara, and you need to be connected to the parampara through a living link, a guru. The parampara will give authority and substance to you, and the guru will connect you to the mercy flow so that you can actually repeat the experience which is done in the parampara. This is Prabhupada's hermeneutic, how to bring out a certain experience. It is a very, very important. It is very traditional. And from our little story with Professor Stahl, we could see how it works. I have heard from one learned Brahmana that once you have accepted Tatra Parampara, you must stay with it faithfully. For instance, there are different ways to read the Rig Veda, different intonations, different tunes. And if you have learned in one school and learned one tune, you cannot jump into another school and learn another tune, because you are built up in a certain way by learning in one way, and to leave that school and go to another would destroy the work which is done in you. At this moment, maybe we can open the doors again to get oxygen for the ever tired ISKCON audience. Guru to the next, in different lines, like a grasshopper may freely exercise this jubilant hopping. Krishna has sent us to Srila Prabhupada in his line, where a certain training is given with certain emphases and a certain schooling. You cannot jump away from Prabhupada in this line and go to another very good Gaudiya organization. They may be very nice. We do not need to criticize them just because they have different emphases. If they do something not so right, then it can be this can be criticized. But the fact that someone is different, it's not to be criticized. This is life. This is Krishna's plan also, to make different approaches and so on. But once you are with one school, then you need to stay with that school. It's very, very necessary, because you will otherwise not receive the spiritual experience which you are so desperately looking for, or urgently looking for. Krishna has heard our requests, and he has brought us not only to a parampara, but to a certain, to a parampara, and to a certain connection with the parampara, and through this the mercy flows. This is one point I wanted to make in this verse. Now comes a second point. Vishnu says to Prito Maharaj, he should follow without mental concoction. Who of you knows what mental concoction is from own experience? You may not, like, this is actually an indecent way of Google talk privately. I can tell you, my brain is very fertile to relieve some tension in the room. This is fresh in my brain. I know very, very well what is imagination, creative thinking, and mental concoction. It is very important to stay, to know that the mind has this quality. Arjuna himself is not shy to admit to Lord Krishna, my mind is extremely obstinate, and Jesus is very strong, Balavan, and gives two other qualities which the mind has. And then he in utter desperation says, to control this mind is as difficult as to control the raging storm. You ever tried to do this? To stand before the storm and stop here? I'm standing here. Don't continue. The storm will laugh about you. Even a slight little breeze will totally laugh at you if you want to stop it. It does not work. What to speak of the storm-like mind? So it is very necessary to spiritualize the mind and to bring it in tune with the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Jiva Goswami says that the disciple should try to bring the movements of his mind in tune with Guru and Shastra. And he gives an example of the snake charmer who, by his method of playing on a flute, can tame even the aggressive cobra snake. then he knows these melodies which somehow reach the heart of the cobra. I don't know exactly how, but there are certain ragas which seem to be very favorable for the dangerous creature, the cobra. Now, after some time of hearing, the cobra will move like the flute moves. This is the tune for the cobra. So the snake will be and they'll just move. So this is how your mind is expected to move according to the direction of Guru and Shastra. You should follow. You should become so chaste that you begin to follow the movements of the arguments. Yes, this and that and so on. And I think all of you have already noticed that this is happening. Most of you are preaching either in the Brahmacharya Ashram or Grihastha, because who could not preach if he is trained by Radharat Maharaj, if he has such a wonderful taste in benedicting the souls with preaching. And you might have sometimes experienced that as you're preaching, you find, you talk about a point, and maybe 2 days later, or 3 days, or 4 weeks later, you find that this same point made in the Bhagavata, or the Bhagavad Gita. From where did I know? You might say. Have you noticed? Sometimes we say things which we later only find. This is a very nice thing which every one who preaches Krishna consciousness has experienced already, I'm sure. What has happened? You've read so much Prabhupada's books and heard so many lectures of your spiritual master that somehow the mind is now in the right tune. And it says things in that tune, maybe points which come a little later in this tune. Up to now you have heard dee 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 dee, but you're preaching dee 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 dee. This is the second part of the melody. You're moving in the same flow, the same music, the same raga. This is the desire of every disciple, that he wishes to make his mind one with the orders of his spiritual master. This is very desired. And I think all of you have already experienced that. Major or lesser degree, so continue in this line. Continue following the tune. And move with your mind, not necessarily with the body when you preach, with the mind. According to the direction. And Lord Vishnu says, what will happen then? Then everyone of your citizens will be happy. Maybe you don't have citizens under you, but everyone you talk to will be happy and will love you. And very soon you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as the four Kumaras. Or we could say, if you begin to follow without mental concoction and move, very soon you will be able to meet actually divine spiritual personalities. This is what Lord Chaitanya says to the Kuma Brahmana. He gives him a few instructions, chant the Hare Krishna mantra always, and then you must read the scriptures and explain them to others. And if you do so, very soon you will see me again. You will, in other words, by following the parampara, by following the teachings, by making your mind in tune, bringing it in tune, very soon have divine spiritual perceptions. You will see, for instance, how your spiritual master or Prabhupada might appear in your dream and tell you something which is important for you to go on. You might have good devotee association. You might even feel closer to Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis who are giving these instructions. You will get something spiritual about it. The last point today Now, which I would like to make is I would now like to give you something which can spiritualize your material mind. I have extracted the. This is not how I want to explain it. It is three spiritual principles which help very much to spiritualize the mind so that it stops its material function and concoction and imagination and can actually brought in harmony with the spiritual vibrations of the spiritual knowledge flowing to us through parampara. Now, if you want to make any spiritual activity and meet the Supreme Lord in this, you, in our tradition, chant certain mantras. They're called the Bhuta Shuddhi mantras. Those of you who are pujari know, before you enter the sacred space of the altar, where you serve Radha Gopinath personally, you're first requested to do a practice which frees you from the Bhutas. Bhutas does not mean ghosts in this connection, it means the material element, the material conception. It's a very simple prayer, which also non-pujaris can do every now and then, or regularly. Like it goes like this in English: My dear Lord, I am actually your servant, but due to my own ill fortune, I have fallen away from you into this material element, which is a foreign element for me. But now, by the grace of my spiritual master, I have the good fortune to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, or whichever deities you serve. This is very important, the step to do every day to understand who you are. A servant of Lord Krishna who is now in this world on lost position if he is not connecting. You have met now your spiritual master and have learned again to do active service for them. It's a very nice meditation. The second meditation, is that you learn to become a little bit, that you learn to perceive and act on the spiritual platform. It's like this. I would like to give you an example because it might be an unusual point. Here I am giving a lecture to you. Yes? I might become involved in some point which is not so important, or I might become a little insistent to bring my point in active ways which is not so necessary as a lecturer. But if I learn to play the observer role and step for a moment a little bit aside, saying, Sachinandan Swami, you're not the body, you're an eternal soul, and watch myself and my performance from the observer role, I will be able to not fall so easily in the material clashes. For instance, if you have sometimes a little difficult conversation, step out of your role. Watch yourself from a distance and say, oh my dear, let us invent a name which is not present in this room, Gajendra Das, my dear. Oh, there's no Gajendra Das in Iceland. My dear Gajendra Das, you get a little bit in the elephant mood. You trample on people's sentiments and so on and so forth. You better disassociate yourself and act like a proper Vaishnava. I want to give you a very nice verse from the Gita which encourages us to take an observer role, so that we can remain on the spiritual platform and not become involved. A person in the divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping, and breathing, all this knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Interesting, isn't it? Now some more examples are given what he does and how he is aloof from what he does. Because while speaking, now it gets a little private, evacuating, receiving, or opening or closing his eyes, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them. My dear devotees, especially those of you who are in the Grihastha ashram, and especially the Brahmacharis, and especially the Matajis, it's everyone. My dear devotees, please practice this today, just as an experiment, as you are studying, or as you are quarreling with a customer, or whatever, or as you are distributing the books, move a little aside, practice this aloofness, and you will see how you can tremendously make spiritual advancement. You will be in that spiritual and not mental field where you will feel very where you can make connections to the higher connection. And the last step which I would like to encourage you, I will summarize in a moment. Those of you who take notes and would like to find this verse and read it with the purport, which is a really amazing verse, is chapter 5 of the Gita, texts 8 to 9. And the last point of practice which helps us to be a little bit more spiritual as Hare Krishna devotees is to see Krishna behind everything. It's a very, very wonderful verse which I would really like to read to you in this connection, because it tells us the spiritual practice. Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pasyati tasyam pranashyami sachamena pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. In the 6th chapter of the Gita, text 30. If you begin to understand that nothing, absolutely nothing, happens by chance, but it all moves according to the sweet control of the Lord, you will very quickly see in your daily life the wonderful Krishna behind the curtain of the ordinary events, or seemingly ordinary events. So let me summarize these three powerful exercises which are given in our tradition. There are many more, but I'm just finding three here. Will help you to be more spiritual in your life, so that you will be more in tune with our parampara and more moved. Like the cobra who is no longer dangerous. The mind is very dangerous sometimes, but if you hook up or connect with the parampara, and then you in addition live a little spiritual life and avoid the modes of passion and ignorance which pull you down to the material level, you can be very nice. So the spiritual uplifter, which brings you to the spiritual platform, first of all, think every day, I am a part of Krishna. I am actually a servant of Lord Krishna, and I know it by the mercy of my spiritual master. Let me do some service. This is a quick step. The second step is, in your daily life, stay on the spiritual platform by not allowing the events pull you down on the material platform. Do the observer role. It's so nice. I could do it now for you. Oh, Satchinanda Swami, you're getting a little temperamental here and sweating. And also the time is to be finished in time and time. You are also afraid that you will say everything rightly before Radhanath Maharaj. This is your state. So I give you the tip, finish your lecture nicely, and then wish everyone well, so that they can become nice devotees. I was observing me a little bit, told you what was going on in me, and I gave me a few nice Krishna conscious tips. This you can do every day, and it will help you to stay on the spiritual platform. This is important if you want to remain connected with the parampara and become elevated devotees. The third point is, see that whatever happens is happening due to the arrangements of Lord Krishna. For one who sees me everywhere, in an interaction Krishna can teach you, doing sankirtan, a person can tell you something, oh, you are a little rough today. Okay, thank you very much, that's correct. I had this once, I was on the airplane, and I tend to be a little uncultured because I joined for 16 years and only had, and in Germany we have 6 months of dancing school. You go in a dancing school where you learn manners, and I had then dropped it. It was too boring. So I'm not really so cultured. And I was on the airplane and I started to clean my throat. You know that. Which really is not done in public, you know, really is not done. And one lady before me turned around me with red hot eyes, you know, this is Germany, and said, "This is so absolutely disgusting in your sounds. Please stop it." And you know, next to it was my assistant, and he felt agitated and was getting his club out to finish the before. But I felt, because I'm practicing the see Krishna behind everything, that this lady was actually telling me Vaishnava etiquette. And was Krishna working through this guy? And I said something. She was totally disarmed. I said, with deep from my heart, "Thank you very much. Please understand, I need such corrections. I am a little uncultured. I joined, I become a monk and left the dancing school. Everyone in Germany knows what this means. You have not learned your etiquettes very well. Thank you very much. I will avoid this and I will remember." The lady from red became pale. And excused herself profusely. I think Krishna just used her for a moment. So go like this through life, and then you will be able to see Krishna in many, many more manifestations, more and more. Thank you very much. I will now end.
Should we take questions or end?
You have become master of Krishna dancing.
Radhanath Maharaj said, "I have become a master in Krishna dancing school." in Russia. Actually, I received an honorary degree. I will not tell you because any learned man knows to talk about himself is very disgraceful. But I will tell you the degree which Radhanath Maharaj got. He is head in the category in ISKCON in the graceful dancing style of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, it was given with great love and affection and after due consideration. He's heading this category. There may be other dancers who also are in that category of dance, but they have a head, department head. So,
what should we do? End or?
Hare Krishna, we will have opportunities today. Right? So, I think it is the conclusion of the thank you very much. All the best for you in your Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Satyananda Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Jai Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki
jai.